would remember of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that area that we know as Riyadul Jannah. So in that area I would fall down, maghshiyan alayya, unconscious. فَيَجِيءُ الْجَائِ فَيَضَعُ رِجْلَهُ عَلَىٰ عُنُقِي. Then a person walking past would come and he'll put his foot upon my neck. In those days that was the way to treat a person that was insane. Person gone insane to try and get his senses back, they would take a person to take his foot and put it upon his neck. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu say, وَيَرَىٰ أَنِّي مَجْنُونٌ. That person who was putting his foot on my neck, he would think that I'm gone insane. So now he was trying to revive me by doing that. وَمَا بِي مِن جُنُونٍ. But I wasn't insane at all. مَا بِي إِلَّا الْجُوعِ. The only thing that was wrong with me was I was very, very hungry. So out of hunger I would follow unconscious. This was the condition and the style of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. But despite that, how many ahadith he narrated? Few thousand ahadith he narrated. And he continued learning under Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this pitiable condition, not thinking about striking, not thinking about boycotting, not thinking about objecting, but continuously learning. Now this is how the barakat came, is when that qurbani and that sacrifice and the desire to learn at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was much more than any of the living conditions around. That is when Allah Pak brought about that type of barakat and gave him that type of memory where he could remember such brilliant ahadith, so many of them he could remember and he could narrate. The other hadith we did, عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت توفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ودرعه مرهونة عند يهودي في 30 صاعا من شعير متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, sorry, حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she is mentioning that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had passed away and his armor was pledged as a security by a Yahudi, a Jew person, for 30 صاع of شعير, for 30 measures of sha'ir, which is barley. Now that saw, we're trying to, just to understand what it is, that one, you know the mud, everyone sees that mud around, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make wuzu, it's approximately about 750 mils. So four times that is one saw. Here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took 30 of those measures, because this would now be the provision for his whole family. Well, this would be his provision for his whole family, and sometimes his provision would be for the whole year also. So this was the provision for his family for the whole year. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took this. The question is, why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam take this loan or take this goods from a Muslim? The ulama explained three reasons. One is, firstly, to show us that it is permissible to do trade with a non-Muslim. And the second reason was, Sahaba obviously, if they had it at that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have wished to take it from them, supporting his own people. But perhaps they didn't have it. Or the third reason ulama gave why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it on credit from a Jew was that if he had taken it on credit from a Muslim, that Muslim would have told him, don't worry about the payment. How very often it happens when somebody comes, we know a friend of ours, or somebody we have a lot of trust in and hope in, a person that we like, and when he buys something from us, we tell him, don't worry about the payment. So Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tabiat was such that he didn't want to take anything for free. That if it meant him taking it from a Jew so he could repay it, he would have rather done that. So this was the tabiat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he didn't want to take anything also for free. So this is why he opted to go to the Jew and take it from him. So these are one of the three reasons why ulama give, so that he could repay it in full. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala rahana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dhir'ahu bi sha'irin. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is narrating a similar hadith, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had pledged his armor in exchange for barley. وَمَشَيْتُ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِخُبْزِ شَعِيرٍ وَإِهَالَةٍ سَنِخَةٍ. Now he's saying that one day I went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم taking a gift for him. What was the gift? It was barley bread and some fat that already had changed its smell. In other words, it wasn't smelling nice also. So here I took to Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم bread and I took some fat that wasn't even smelling nice. يَقُولُ when Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام وَلَقَدْ سَمِعَتُهُ يَقُولُ. He said, I heard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying, مَا أَصْبَحَ لِآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَعٌ وَلَا أَمْسَى وَإِنَّهُمْ لَسِتَّةُ أَبْيَاتٍ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. So now he's saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam did not have in the morning or evening even one saw, one measure of barley also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so grateful that the sahabi had brought this, he mentioned, that the family, the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have even one saw morning or evening of barley to eat. And that time, he's saying that there were 9 households that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was looking after. So he had 9 households. And from these 9 households, you can imagine there wasn't even one saw of barley. So the sahabi has mentioned that I heard Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam saying these words, Rawahu al-Bukhari. In other words, appreciating that bread, that barley bread, appreciating that fat that had already changed its smell. Sometimes we are so fussy that the food is 1 day old, sometimes the food is 2 day old. Here that fat also had changed its smell, but Nabi alayhi salam was so appreciative that this food was brought. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also that tawfiq of being appreciative for whatever food we get. Thinking of how much of qurbani, how much of sacrifice they made and how they would appreciate. So what if the food is 1 day old, 2 days old, if we ate the same thing lunchtime, we're eating the same thing supper time, there's no harm. If people could live like this or so for so long and make so much of ibadat, we should make much more shukr, and we should try also to exert ourselves in ibadat. And Allah Pak has given us so much. May Allah Pak give us only tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.